Our dear friends in Jesus Christ, today the scripture focuses the importance of the gospel, the word of God, and the power of the word of God. It challenges us today. Actually, through the word of God, the Spirit is coming to us. It motivates our life, strengthens our day-to-day actions. Therefore, the word of God is called sacramental. Whenever it is preached, whenever it is read, whenever it is heard, the God Himself is talking to us. Therefore, it is called sacramental. If you have noticed, the Jewish synagogue, they take the scroll, and it is a very big procession. Actually, it is called the Haba. The synagogue rabbi takes the scroll in a very, very solemn way, just like we take the Eucharist. So great importance is given to the Word of God. A door-to-door salesman from a publishing house asked a lady if she owned a copy of the Bible. The lady said, "Certainly, I do." And she even replied with a pride. And to this next question, the salesman asked, "Did she read it regularly?" She responded, "Oh yes, I read it always." And she sent her little daughter to get the Bible from the table drawer. As she showed the man, her spectacles fell in between the pages. And without thinking, she exclaimed, "Oh, here are my glasses. I have been looking for this for 3 years. So practically, how do we read our Bible? I have seen many church people going with a Bible in their hands. Now the question, how Jesus entered into the synagogue and he read the scroll? He was not officially a rabbi. According to the Jewish custom, in the synagogue ceremony, there are 7 readings. The first 4 readings are from Torah or the Pentateuch, which only the rabbi reads, and he gives the explanation. And the 3 readings, the rest of the 3 readings are taken from the prophets. The prophets are divided into 2, the major prophets and the minor prophets, which any circumcised man over 30 years can read. That's why Jesus as a man over 30 years, he was permitted to read in the synagogue. And all the local people were curious to hear what this man, a man born of Joseph, carpenter's son, can speak. In that sense, the first thing the gospel says, he was filled with the Spirit. Whenever you read here the gospel, do we feel the same Spirit? The Christians are blessed because they have the Bible at their car, home, everywhere. Read the gospel, the Bible, more than reading the WhatsApp or reading the mobile. And secondly, Jesus identifies his work. And there are five things said in the gospel. He read the first one, bring glad tidings to the poor. Who are the poor? Am I still poor even though I have the Bible with me? The richness of the Bible I have to use every day. One piece of reading, one piece of Bible words, memorizing, reading. And secondly, he said, proclaim liberty to the captives. Am I captive? Am I emotionally, spiritually, physically? What are all my difficulties? And the third one, he said, to give recovery to sight to the blind. If I read the Bible, he gives me a clear vision, clarity in thoughts and words. Am I blind to see the need of my neighbor? So many are in the church today because of the children's liturgy. Don't leave us alone after the Holy Communion. So the gospel says, again, free to the oppressed. The Jewish people were under the oppression of the Roman Empire. Through words, deeds, and action, am I oppressing? Am I suppressing someone? And again he says, to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. Every day is beautiful. Every day is the Lord's year. Enjoy the days. Rejoice in the Lord. That's why the church proposed all people's inclusivity, the synodality. And we have collected so many responses. A box was placed at the porch. We have received through post, email, as well as in the box. So many eye-opening responses, which I never thought. I have to accept my own limitations. But at the same time, we need to give the liberation, as Jesus said today. There was suggestion for the liturgical prayer. Hindrances to action in the parish. Some even wrote, they feel they have nothing to do. They do not belong to the part. They are just like a part in the crowd. What an eye-opening thing. We need more meetings. We need to open the doors to all faith, to be more open to those in need. Welcome to the refugees, bisexual. More to be done for the needy and the homeless in the city. The Christian unity prayer. I thank you, Gabriel, and to all. There was a beautiful Christian unity prayer last Wednesday. There were around 40 people gathered, representative from the Methodist minister, Catholic priest, and an Anglican clergy. And it was proposed. It was also a proposition to place prayer intention box. There is a prayer intention box placed today in front of Our Lady's Chapel, a small box where you can place your intentions, prayer intentions. And that will be remembered and prayed during the big day masses. Every week, opening and praying. So, this is what Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord is with me to give the liberty, open the eyes, and give the freedom to the oppressed. We need to. Even some people said to me, people do not greet each other. They don't look even. They come to the mass, they go as if nothing to do with the other person. After today's mass, we have 4 representatives of the synodality in this parish. Bob is the coordinator. Margaret Flott, Steve Prince, and Chris Orr. They are the co-leaders. After the mass, Chris and Margaret will talk to you. If you have something to say, write to us, and next Sunday I will place a suggestion box in front of the church. If you have something to say, please write. This is what Jesus said in the synagogue. The liberty, the openness, and the freedom, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Each and everyone has a responsibility. Amen.